Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown is where we are at in the Knicks head coaching search right now. If either one of those guys are hired, it's not going to inspire the fan base, I don't believe. Now, this is going to be one of those wait and see type of things, and maybe it ends up being the best thing that ever happened to this group, or maybe it ends up going backwards like we've seen the previous Tibbs firing teams go in Chicago and Minnesota, where you would think that they fired Tibbs to get a better situation. He's running the players into the ground and yada, yada, yada. Next thing you know, the teams get worse when he leaves. But, I mean, with all the names that were getting thrown around and all the exciting possibilities at the beginning of this, to now have two guys at the top of the list and they beat Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown, it is as bad as this could have possibly gone as far as we sit here today. Now, we also had the clueless Joe Torre thing, and many guys we thought would be bad hires turned into good hires, but also many guys we thought would be bad hires turned into bad hires.
Joe Torre was basically inherited an ascending team.
Yeah.
Team with, you know, younger players that were starting to come into their own, and maybe they just needed a less abrasive coach or manager in this case. Mm-hmm. And that's what I always thought about Joe Torre, that he was just a less abrasive guy, was a more go along with the flow guy, kind of like Aaron Boone is. You know, and less like Joe Girardi and less like Buck Showalter.
Mm-hmm.
Who those guys you really feel like have a little edge to them. I mean, with this situation here with the Knicks, this is, again, I want to go back and see what's going to happen to the coaching staff and see how many of these guys are going to remain here. Or is this, you know, going to be something where the new head coach is going to be told you're accepting this entire staff?
Well, I mean, even if they get rid of everybody but Rick Brunson, that's going to be weird. I mean, you have to accept Rick Brunson, where reports are that there's players on the team that don't like his presence there.
And, well, if those reports are true, then get rid of him, too.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they are. And, I mean, also, if Jalen Brunson wants his dad there, he's going to have his dad there.
Oof.
I mean,
that sounds ridiculous when you say it. You know that.
Okay.
I mean, this isn't high school. This isn't, like, grade school. This is professional basketball, where men want to be treated like men.
Look what's gone on so far since Jalen Brunson has been here. His dad is here. They hired his dad. His dad was on the staff.
Well, his dad helped get him here.
Okay, and he's going to stay on that staff.
You know who else helped get him here? Julius Randle helped get
him here. Ton of fat. Yeah, I know. I remember that whole deal.
And where's Julius Randle now?
In Minnesota.
All right.
Yeah, but Julius Randle isn't Jalen Brunson's father.
But what I'm saying is that guys can get moved out of here. Well, we've seen this. And so if somebody complained that, you know, we didn't scrimmage in practice or they played us too much during the game, you know, it doesn't sound like that would come from guys that were here already. It sounds like it would come from Mikal Bridges and or Karl Anthony Towns. That's where it sounds like any disdain from the players would come from those guys. That's what I believe.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that with the ascension of the team and how those guys don't want to come out of games, meaning Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson and how hard they played for Tibbs, that you would be shocking, especially the way that Jalen Brunson handled his post-game press conference after getting eliminated by the Pacers, that he would say bad things about Tibbs in front of management and ownership. There's just no way. So, yeah, most likely it's the guys who haven't been here as long.
That's what I would think, unless it was something that Jim Dolan just did happenstance because he heard a couple reoccurring comments and didn't like it and decided we got to get a new coach in here because we got to do something different if we're going to get over the top. And Joe Torre got the Yankees over the top. But now, you know, is the team good enough actually to get over the top? That's really the other question.
Well, I did think so. Not as presently constituted, but I did think so with an offseason where you were going to fill some holes that you needed to fill, and you got better performances from top players like Karl Anthony Towns. Like Rick Pitino said, if he gets down to that low body fat, he'll be able to be better defensively. He'll be able to be more consistent offensively, and adding guys like Hartenstein and DiVincenzo, not them, but guys like that to fill those roles that you were missing last year, then I think, yeah, they could be good enough to get over the hump.
I would say that, you know, being the third best team in the Eastern Conference, making it to the Final Four, the team is ascending, it's moving forward. They were going to have to convince, and they're still going to have to convince a couple of quality veteran players maybe to take less money in order to be fit under this luxury tax or this apron that the NBA has. And that means they're going to be messing with the bottom of their bench. That's all. The top five guys are going to be here. Top seven guys probably are going to be here because maybe one of the only tradable pieces that they have that would be worth something would be Mitchell Robinson. And he may be at his highest point of being traded in acquiring maybe a couple of different pieces that they feel like that they need. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I also think that Mikal Bridges, because he hasn't signed a contract yet, and a team could go out there and trade for him, he could play out the final year, and they could make a decision on him. I mean, I think he would be someone, but they just brought him in, gave a ton of picks up for him. I'd be surprised if that were the deal. But, I mean, you got to, like, free agency's coming up in, like, 2 weeks.
I know, and same thing for hockey. And, by the way, you know, Mikal Bridges is going to want a contract extension now.
Yeah.
He's not going to want to be sitting there waiting.
True.
I mean, so that you got to deal with that with one of your top offensive players as well.
But what's the difference of Mikal Bridges wanting a contract now and Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson wanting contracts now and them not getting it and Mikal Bridges getting his?
The NBA is completely different than the NFL, and the NFL has a history of basically not giving these players the contract extensions early unless they accept less money. So if Sauce Gardner thinks he's as good as he is, he's going to want to be the highest paid defensive back in the NFL. And the Jets don't have to do that right now. They can pay him this year and pick up his fifth year option. Same thing with Garrett Wilson. You know, they're not giving them new contracts unless they take less money. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're not, neither one of those guys, I wouldn't. They're not going to take less money. They're going to play this year. They'll have their fifth year option held over their head. And if they do have great years and really play well, then it's up to Darren Bougie and Aaron Glenn to figure out whether or not they want to spend that kind of money on those two players, or do they want to continue to build and trade those two players and go back into the draft or a free agency and acquire less expensive players but acquire more players.
All right, let's get some calls in at 888-808-1019. Joey's in the Bronx. What's going on, Joey?
Happy Monday, guys. How is everybody?
All right, Joey, what's happening, brother?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hope you guys had a great Father's Day. You're great fathers and great aspirations, and you guys just raised the bar for everybody. Okay. So just want to give you guys that.
Thanks, Joey. That's very, very, very kind. What's on your mind today?
Okay, so, you know, when we bring in, or the team, not we, because I'm not the owner, but when the players sign a coach that's known for riding his bench down and not, and I'm riding his players down rather, not utilizing the bench or a player that doesn't play defense, no one's blaming the GM. We're expecting this guy to change his way. He's done this his whole career, and no one's talking about Leon Rose. No one's saying how he's, we're bringing in players that we know have flaws. It's like, you know, you sign a player in baseball, he's injury prone. You can't blame the player. You got to blame the GM.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that we did talk about. I think the reason why no one's talking about Leon Rose right now is because we know that he's safe and he's going to be here. Tibbs got fired, so everybody was talking about whether he deserved it or not. But, I mean, we were talking about in the Detroit series where Tibbs was facing a team that was more a team that he would like to coach than the team that he had.
Well, I would say the reason we don't talk about Leon Rose is because Leon Rose doesn't talk about anybody.
Yeah.
To anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically in his cubicle over there, and he is insulated for some reason, which probably isn't a bad thing given the history of the Knicks over the last 25 years. So I'm not going to get on him too much for that. But, you know, think the reason why I think we as Knicks fans appreciate what Leon Rose has done is because he bid his time, and he was trying to add little pieces here and there, and it took 3 to 4 years to build ultimately a team where he has nobody that he drafted in the starting five. You know, the draft guys are all off the bench right now, and we didn't see the three rookies that they have, and maybe they'll be more important this year moving forward. But we can't argue with where the Knicks have gone from since Leon Rose has taken over this thing. I mean, it was a complete and utter disaster under Phil Jackson. Complete. And it's actually turned out to be a joke.
Yeah, no, it was.
So that's why, you know, many of us just basically click. I'm not watching this. I'm not watching this jackassery on a basketball court. But Tibbs and Leon Rose brought back some pride and brought back some toughness. And that team, not this past year, the year before that, I mean, that was a team we all fell in love with because it really exceeded all those expectations until OG got hurt and Julius got hurt. And then Josh Hart got hurt. And then, you know, they all fell apart.
Yeah, I mean, and I still don't, this season was not a failure either.
Wasn't.
I mean, it's the problem, this is what sucks about this whole Tibbs firing that should have never happened. Is now the feeling around the season has completely changed. I mean, it felt, I was disappointed they lost, but I was also satisfied in the fact that they took the next step and then, you know, lost to a team that I thought was better than them and was playing better than them in the Pacers. And I was like, all right, you know what? This, you learn from this. You got to get better. Got to tweak here, tweak there. So it wasn't like I was slamming Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau because I didn't think they did a bad job.
You know, and by the way, some of these reports that come out about, you know, the Knicks practice where they didn't scrimmage and they were working on individual drills and working on, you know, some, you know, offensive sets and defensive sets, and they didn't really scrimmage. Well, I mean, could you imagine if you played the guys 37, 38, 39 minutes and scrimmaged on top of all of that?
Yeah, that's ridiculous to me because last year that was one of the things that people looked at as a positive. They were saying, you know, Tibbs really doesn't run these guys hard in practice because they play a lot in the game, and that's how they stay fresh. And also some of this stuff we didn't work on, you know, end-of-game things. Okay, so that applies when you blow the lead to the Pacers, but the two games that you came back from 20 down against Boston, I guess that doesn't count? I mean, what are you talking about? Just stupid, stupid stuff, making excuses, people out there that wanted Tibbs gone, throwing things out in the media to make the fan base or those that didn't want Tibbs gone satisfied, which
all
is
right,
not
so
working.
1 year from now, all right, so we're June 16th. Let's say it's the beginning of the playoffs and it's May, the end of May. Are we sitting here thinking that the Knicks are going to have a better chance to win a championship with ever who the new coach is, or do we think it's going to be a huge mistake?
I'm being honest with you. I think it's going to be a huge mistake just because where we're at in the coaching search. Now, I left room for it being a success when it first happened, but just seeing all the no's and where this has gone, now I think it's a huge mistake. I mean, I don't see, you'd have to be going sort of on blind faith if you think that it's going to be great. If it ends up being Mike Brown or Taylor Jenkins. Now, if there's still a chance that Jason Kidd forces himself out of there, or there's still a chance that
no way
that someone says yes that said no already. I mean, I don't think there is. Then I'll reevaluate that. But
hey, we want your successful coaches to coach our team so we can become more successful, and you guys don't become quite as successful.
Yeah,
yeah. No, we don't think that's going to happen.
Let's go to David in the Bronx. What's going on, David?
Hey, good morning, guys. I called up a few weeks ago to you guys and also the midday to talk about Jay Wright replacing Thibodeau when he was in the playoff run, just because I felt like, you know, the Knicks were at their end with him. And I was kind of dismissed, you know, quickly hung up on saying, oh, going over guy, this and that, that's a trolling call. But now I just feel like there's no way you don't go after him for $20 million. He's got to consider, he's never said, no, I'm not going to go for the Knicks.
So you want them to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Exactly, Boomer. Yes. And I also want to see a golf match with handicaps between you and the midday guys. I think that would be really good YouTube golf.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to beat those guys down.
I'd love that, but they'd have no chance. So I don't know if you want to if you like bloodbaths, because you got, you know, BT always complaining about his injuries. I think Sal only has played like 5 or 6 rounds of golf in his life.
Oh, no, we're not doing that. No.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And by the way, I mean, Jay Wright essentially himself has said, like, what's he going to do? Hold a press conference and say that he's not interested? I mean, he told Seth Davis. He told Ian Begley. He told Matt Norlander. All these guys that reached out to him.
He told Norlander?
Norlander. Yeah, he did. He did. Norlander. See, it's right here in this article I'm reading. Wright told College Basketball Reporters Seth Davis and Matt Norlander he is retired from coaching and wants to remain a studio analyst for CBS.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And then Ian Begley, with regard to reports, suggestions of Jay Wright as Knicks coaching candidate. Yes, team president Leon Rose and Wright have a close relationship and speak regularly. Because of that, Rose knows Wright is very happy as a retiree, per league source, so Wright is not a candidate.
You remember when the Jets hired Joe Douglas, they had to give him an extra year. Mm-hmm. Or he wasn't going to take it.
Yeah.
And they gave him the extra year. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, step up, spend the money. Your team has it, obviously. And give your fan base something at least they can buy into and believe is going to be a better situation than they just left. You know, it's amazing to me. It's just like, I mean, I don't coach basketball. I don't know what it's like dealing with these players. And I'm sure it's not the easiest, although I do like the Knick roster. I do like the players.
Yeah.
And I do believe that they really do care. I think that Josh Hart cares. I love the way he plays basketball. Even though he's not a great shooter. But I love the way he plays, the undersized part of him, the defense, the rebounding, does all the dirty work for the team. And I like the players. I really do. I really like the team. And I just feel like, man, we are getting ready to go into this abyss again. And I hope the players don't let that happen.
Yeah,
because they don't realize how bad it was.
Right, but that's such a key thing that you just said there, that the players don't let that happen. I mean, it's amazing. The NBA, we talk about, it's all about the players. It's all about the talent. It's all about them. You know, and then when things don't go the way we want, then all of a sudden management's crushing the coach and sending him out on his ass.
Yeah, I kind of lived through it a little bit, and I understood that. Bruce Coslett was on thin ice. We had to get to the playoffs, and we ended up 8-8, and it wasn't going to work for him. So, and they didn't want to lose Pete Carroll as the head coach of the Jets because he was the hot guy out there, the hot young guy. But when they fired, and I felt bad for Bruce because we were very close, and I really loved the way that he treated me as a player and really tried to be tough on me, and I love being coached that way. And then Pete was a completely different personality, but I had known Pete because he was our defensive coordinator. When they fired Pete, I basically almost threw up, you know, in a lot. And I know we lost our last four games that year, and there were a lot of weird things that had happened. And I can understand, as an owner like your Leon Hess, you're hearing from all the fans, and social media wasn't out yet. But my God, I mean, like, you let go of Pete Carroll and you bring in somebody that is nowhere even remotely close to who Pete Carroll is as a coach. You know, and that was a huge mistake because the Jets went into the abyss, and I was right there with them right at the beginning of it for 2 years. And this is why this decision is so important, because this team is a good team. I don't think it's a great team, but I think it's a really good team that could become a great team if they add the right pieces on the basketball court itself and with the right coach who can get his messaging across to these players, which then what do you do with the assistant coaching staff?
It's the
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Boomerang Geo Podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomerang Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry's back. He's got another update. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Well, everybody was beating the Mets and the Yankees this weekend, specifically the Rays and the Red Sox. Yanks in Boston. No offense for the Yankees, and Red Sox got just enough.
2-0. Broken bat looper. Going back, Volpe can't get it. Splits the difference between him and Dominguez. RBI single for Trevor Story, and it's 1-0 Boston.
And that would kind of hold up. They would get a home run from Rafael Devers later in the game. Boston shut out the Yanks 2-0 as they sweep the series in 3 straight. The Yankees had all sorts of issues this weekend, as we know. Some pitching, some fielding, some base running. You had the issue with Jason Dominguez on Saturday night, and then yesterday you had Ben Rice get picked off in between second and third. I know we don't hear from him, but here was Aaron Boone talking about that play, because he was ticked off from the night before because of Dominguez.
We got to be more certain than that. That's a play where, you know, we can't get caught like that, you know, on a pickoff play there.
No, especially in a very low-scoring game. Now, Dominguez, I went back and found his clip. He did say he was confused with the count. So he was walking in, and then, when they threw down, I guess it wasn't strike three, it was strike two. So that was the issue on Saturday.
Again, I know this happens with older players, but it happens a lot with younger players.
Sure.
And they're going to lose their concentration every now and again. And you hope they learn from that mistake. And it's unfortunate that it comes at the hands of their biggest rival.
Fair enough. Now, their biggest player, Aaron Judge, had a big home run Friday night. Turned out to be late in the game and a loss. But overall, 1-for-12 on the weekend, and he was kind of assessing his own performance.
Yeah, definitely some pitches off the edge or off the edge end that, you know, taking some hacks, trying to make something happen instead of, you know, take your walk if they're going to give it to you. And just kind of keep the line moving.
So not really a lot that was good this weekend, though. We do have a Thrivel player of the game brought to you by Thrivel Infusion. He is Max Fried, because I know he lost, and he went seven innings, though, and gave up just two runs. He says he did battle through seven.
It's a good club over there. They're putting together really good at-bats and seem to have a really good plan, and they were able to get two runs, and, you know, maybe
my guy's got us none. Yes, he is our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivel, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivelInfusion.com. Then, of course, we heard about the whole trade of Rafael Devers to the Giants. More on that in just a moment. Now, I want to take you back. I think this was Thursday. It might have even been Friday afternoon. I don't know. So this is the sequence of events. Starting then is Mike Francesa made a trip to Barstool, was hanging out with Frank the Tank. And
nice.
I'm sure Funhouse will have fun with this at some point because this is right up their alley.
You're not allowed to game losing streak. You're not allowed to yell about them until they have a three-game losing streak.
And the Tampa Bay Rays have come to Citi Field where the Mets have been virtually unbeatable and swept the Mets in a three-game weekend series.
The Mets are going to give up nine runs a game!
Hey, gave him the green light.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. No three-game losing streak. Here's your three-game losing streak. The Mets were just not good this weekend. They lost 9-0.
Frank, have you tried this cereal bar, this granola bar? It's unbelievable. It's called Junkless. And it's amazing. So I know you're trying to eat healthy. And listen, I never was a granola person. Never was. But you should give this a try. It is delicious.
Could have brought them.
Yeah.
To the whole place if you wanted to. Here was Griffin Canning. He was not good. He suffered the loss. 6 runs, 4 hits, 5 walks over 4 1/3. He says, give them some credit.
Yeah, they just put the ball in play. They're fouling off some pitches today. Fouling off good pitches, I thought. And then I don't know, they can do some damage if you miss in the wrong spot, but they're just hot right now.
So 3 up, 3 down for the Mets, who had that 6-game winning streak come to an end. They're now 45-27. Hit the road for Atlanta. They got games with the Braves and the Phillies coming up. This is Carlos Mendoza.
From the beginning, before the year started, we knew, you know, there were some good teams, really good teams on our division in the National League overall, and here we are. We got to get ready, and the next 10 days are, you know, we got
to
play well.
That stretch that you pointed out last hour, Boomer. So now back to Devers. He goes to the Giants in this trade. Apparently he was on the charter plane, as the story goes. Last night, they make the deal. They pull him off the plane. They send him back to Fenway to, I guess, give him the details. He goes to San Francisco for pitcher Jordan Hicks. Kyle Harrison, who I think was supposed to start last night for San Francisco, and then a couple of prospects. Now, you did have the Dodgers beat the Giants 5-4 after the game. The Giants did speak to this. This is their shortstop, Willie Adames, in terms of getting Devers on the club.
Coming over here, he's going to be a big acquisition for the lineup. I mean, we needed a bat like him, and obviously, to get him, he gets a clubhouse, you know, everybody's thrilled.
Everybody's thrilled, and yeah. He should be, you would think, motivated now.
So the arms race continues in the NL West.
Yeah.
Basically, is what this is. They needed something to go along with what San Diego has and the Dodgers have.
Exactly. So there you have it. Speaking of San Diego, they played the Dodgers tonight. Notable is Shohei Ohtani is going to make or expected to make his season
debut. Where are they playing
the
game?
I believe it's in Los Angeles.
Oh, it is. Okay. They're not going to waste that on a San Diego appearance.
Nor should they.
Yeah. That pitching appearance is coming at home.
And that is where it will be, I think. We will double-check that. All right, the U.S. Open, J.J. Spaun was your winner. The biggest shot of the day, you would think, was the drive on 17, the 301-yard par 3, which was outstanding. Put it just to the left of the flag. Here was Spaun on NBC.
In the practice round, I hit a nice, same sort of ball-shaped shot to the pin. And, I was just envisioning that and pulled it off. And, you know, it was a nice finish where it was, 12, 15 feet behind the hole. And, happy to walk away with a birdie.
Yeah, could not
believe it.
That
birdie on 12 was great. But how about earlier he hit the pin?
Oh, God.
And the ball goes flying off the green.
Yeah, I mean, it was... flying off the green is right. I mean, I think he's had like a 50-yard pitch shot back up after hitting the pin on one hop. That was his bad. And that was before the rain delay when everything was going wrong for him. Then everything went right for him after that.
All right, so you mentioned that. How about your tough start?
Well, today I was running to CVS in downtown because my daughter had a stomach bug and was vomiting all night long. So I was just like, okay. Like, my wife was up at 3 a.m., and she's like, Violet's vomiting, although she can't keep anything down. And so it was kind of a rough start to the morning. I'm not blaming that on my start, but it was just kind of like it fit the mold of what was going on, the chaos.
So he had to be a dad first, and then the golfer second.
Right. He saw a lot of throwing up all over themselves, his daughter Violet, then Sam Burns later in the day.
Yes, he did. You're not
kidding. By the way, his daughters looked pretty good after the round of golf.
Yeah, they
looked healthy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, those kids, they bounce back quick.
Then there was Terrell Hatton. He was talking about how playing into some bad luck, hitting some good shots, but, you know, the ball didn't go where he wanted it to, whatever. And a reporter asks, well, how so?
What kind of question's that?
No, I'm just saying, why? Like, what made it bad luck, you think?
Oh, what, you think sucking on the downslope in the the rough?
Yeah. No, that's...
Like, that's ridiculous.
I loved it. He's my new favorite guy.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Was it true that Wyndham Clark bashed the Oakmont lockers, or was that a...
I don't know.
I can't figure out if that was a true thing.
I don't
thing
know if
not.
It's true or not. I don't know, because not much was written about it.
Yeah.
I saw the social media stuff, but who knows?
But, you know, actually, it would be good for the PGA Tour, although Terrell Hatton's on list.
He's
right?
Yes. Yeah.
You need to have some of that emotion out there, because most of them are just carbon copies of each other.
It's boring. You're right.
Well, I mean, if Wyndham Clark is this, he broke his driver a couple weeks ago on the course, and now he could have taken a club to destroy the Oakmont locker room, then maybe you got your new villain.
Well, he won't be invited back, that's for sure.
You know what they call him? The Blow Pig.
The Blow Pig?
Yeah.
That's his nickname?
Blow Pig, yeah. Wind, Ham, and someone nicknamed him Blow Pig.
Wow. Okay. All right, great. Then there's Rory. You alluded to this earlier. This was Rory was asked about how he played better Friday afternoon to work his way into the weekend after a tough start.
It's much easier being on the cut line when you don't really care if you're here for the weekend or not. You know, I was sort of thinking, do I really want two more days here or not? So it makes it easier to play better when you're in that mindset.
Wow.
I mean, there's something weird going on with him. Anybody who's covered him for years is saying that. There was even someone on Golf Channel basically said he's not telling us what it is, but there's something wrong. I mean, for him to have the career Grand Slam, win the Masters, win at Pebble Beach, win the Players.
And now he seems depressed almost.
Yeah. I mean, what?
I think it was Mark Canizero. I'm pretty sure it was him that says, you seemed frustrated this weekend.
No, not really. It's more a frustration with you guys. But yeah.
What?
I'm just... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been totally available for the last few years, and I'm not saying maybe not you guys, but maybe more just the whole thing.
And the whole thing of talking to
social
the press.
Media and all that crap.
Maybe. And then, again, I think it might have been Mark, if not someone else. Do you feel like he's obviously become the face of the PGA Tour, went through a lot with them, stood tall for them, so you feel like because of that, you're doing what you feel you want to do?
I feel like I've earned the right to do whatever I want to do, yeah.
It's almost like you're daring them to do so in some way. Is that, you know, in terms of a requirement for other players?
No, I'm not daring them to do anything. I hope they don't change it because it would, you know, it's a nice luxury to have.
Talk when you want to talk and don't talk when you don't want to talk.
What a jerk.
It's weird.
We're going to roast him when he comes here to Long Island and part of that European team. Oh, my goodness. If he's in this mindset...
Yeah.
Just wait. There's going to be a fist fight between him and some dude from Levittown. Oh, I can't wait.
There could be. You never know. NBA, you've got game 5 of the finals tonight. The Thunder and the Pacers tied 2-2. Here's Tyrese Halliburton going into a hostile environment again. Let's go get it.
I feel great. You know, that's the best part about playoff series is, you know, when you get the chance to respond. I think that's the great thing about sports. You know, you're going to have good games, you're going to have bad games, but there's nothing like the game to respond. You know, so I look forward to doing that with this group.
And I'll be doing it in Oklahoma City tonight. Meantime, there's been a lot of banter about official Scott Foster and all these fouls that have been called. Rick Carlisle did come to his defense.
I think it's awful some of the things I've seen about the officiating and Scott Foster in particular. I've known Scott Foster for 30 years. He's a great official.
He's done a great job in these playoffs. We've had him a lot of times. A
great job in these playoffs. Look at that. That's very nice.
Hey, when is? I mean, they must be saying some real terrible stuff about him if Rick Carlisle's taking the side of the officials.
I think some of it's gotten rather nasty. So the Knicks planning to interview Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown this week as they try to find their execute their coaching plan. The Grizzlies trading Desmond Bane to the Magic for 4 unprotected first round draft picks, a first round pick swap, and Kentavious Caldwell Pope and Cole Anthony, and the Bengals and the Reps for Trey Hendrickson apparently are back at the negotiating table as he wants a new contract.
Yeah, and the Bengals also have a problem with Shamar Stewart, their first round draft pick. They want to try to put a clause in his contract. Now, some teams do have this clause in the contract, and I can't believe that the agents are allowing the players to sign the contract, and I don't know what the hell the NFLPA is doing, but they're trying to make Shamar Stewart a guinea pig for future Bengal draft round and their draft picks, I should say, and their contracts. I would tell Shamar Stewart, you can't sign it. You can't risk it.
Well, he did leave. I don't know if he came back.
He did leave, and basically what it is now... I know most fans out there probably don't really care about this, but, you know, this is about being able to pierce your guaranteed money if something goes haywire and, you know, you go off the rails or something. The Bengals are trying to protect themselves, and I guess if I were that side, I'd want to protect myself. But, you know, you do not want to be the guinea pig, and you do not want to be the first guy to sign a contract that has a clause in it that the Bengals are trying to get you to sign.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So I think, Fanatics Fest is this weekend at the Javits Center. And I do believe that they've selected the 50 non-athletes, just the regular people that sent in videos to be a part of this $1 million first prize, Ferrari for second prize, and a $250,000 LeBron James card for third prize.
That is right. So, for the Fanatics Games, which you're doing for the first time ever.
And if one of the athletes, the actual professional athletes, if they all win all three places, then I guess they're giving the highest amateur athlete who sent in one of these videos, I think, a $100,000 prize.
That's right.
All right, so great. So we do know somebody who's actually made it in. And it's our very own Tom Izzo's brother, Frank Izzo, from
Tom
Staten
Izzo, the conspiracy theorist.
Right. So Frank Izzo, who is a construction worker, basically now has sent in a video. His video supposedly was very good. And Tom Izzo says that his brother, Frank Izzo, is going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Frank said. I'm going to be a problem. And Tom said that he believes he actually has a real shot. Because he's stuff like this happens to him. He's an insane human being. He's very athletic, competitive.
Get him, man.
He thinks that he can get into the heads of the professional athletes.
I'm sure. Like Micah Parsons and Tom Brady, I'm sure, yeah, they'll be able to get into the heads of those guys. But anyway, you got to give it your best shot.
Well, of course.
And it sounds like Frankie, I'm assuming that's his nickname because he's from Staten Island, is gonna do exactly that. He's going to give it his best shot.
I'm trying to find the list again. Oh, here we go. The athletes confirmed to participate include Tom Brady, Jaden Daniels, C.J. Stroud, Micah Parsons, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Draymond Green, Russell Wilson, Rob Gronkowski, Alex Rodriguez, Odell Beckham Jr., and Tyreek Hill. I mean, that is insane.
And what are the activities that they are going to? And six out of the top eight are going to be counted.
So, right. So you throw out your worst two. Eight sports-themed skill competitions will measure quarterback skills, basketball shooting around the world, soccer goal scoring, baseball pitching accuracy, a washer-dryer hockey shooting challenge, a WWE superstar entrance, a UFC striking challenge, and a closest to the pin golf challenge.
Does FanDuel have a odds on this?
I don't think so.
Now, do they drug test the contestants?
I don't think so either.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, out of these athletes, this is going to be a tough one. I know Brady plays golf. But
they say baseball throwing accuracy?
Yeah.
So, it's not pitching. It's throwing.
I think does Russell Wilson play golf? Because he's got a real good shot at this. I think he's got a really good shot. Because you think about all the things that are going on.
He's a baseball player. He's a football player.
Right.
Not a hockey player, though.
He's not a hockey player, but
you throw that one out.
But, like,
is he going to come out as Randy Savage or something?
He's going to come out as Mr. Unlimited. That's what he's going to come out as.
Mr. Unlimited!
If he comes out as Mr. Unlimited, his WWE entrance, that's going to be amazing. Yeah. I mean, I don't see Kevin Durant doing well in some of these other things. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, as much respect as I have for him as a basketball player,
I think Tom Brady was a multi-sport athlete in high school.
Yeah.
A-Rod was a multi-sport athlete in high school. A-Rod was a great quarterback in high school.
Yeah, A-Rod might have a shot. He's got to play golf, too, you would imagine, right?
But A-Rod is how old now?
50-something?
Yeah, that's something. Well, you know, that's...
He's getting up there.
Yes.
But, I mean, none of it's, like, running fast. It's pitching accuracy.
Yes.
Soccer's goal scoring.
I don't see a pitcher on that list.
No. Nope.
That's just some of the athletes that are participating. Or is that the athletic team?
There's also some WWE people, too. Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley, Seth Rollins, Liv Morgan, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, Drewski, and... Frankie Izzo from Staten Island.
Frankie Izzo. Go Frankie.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I'm wondering now, is this men and women that are participating?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I would imagine. I mean, you have a couple like Rhea Ripley and... Yeah, I would think so. Tiffany Haddish. I would imagine there'd be some both men and women competing in from the fan standpoint, too. I'd be excited to see that. I would. I got to get the whole lowdown. I'm not going to be around. I got a 10th anniversary, even though Michael Rubin was trying to get me to ditch my 10th anniversary plans to go to Fanatics Fest.
Well, you just put a price on it.
Yeah, sure. And then we have our shows from there. I think BT and Sal are going to be there. Evan's going to be doing a live Rico Bronya from there. So we're covered at Fanatics Fest. Pretty good. Let's go to John, who's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good, John. What's up?
Hope everybody had a great Father's Day yesterday.
Yes, thank you.
So I was thinking, right, out of the box here, Alan Houston, John Starks, Pat Ewan, all work in the front office, correct?
Well, not really in the front office. I mean, I think
Alan Houston does.
Patrick Ewing does not. Starks, I think, is just like an ambassador type of deal, right?
Maybe a little bit more than that. I know that Patrick's an ambassador. I know what you're getting to, John. That they're not going to be the head coaches. No, forget it.
So how about those guys have ties to Rick Brunson? And if you have to bring Rick Brunson back, those are the guys you might want to bring in.
Yeah, I really don't see any of that.
I mean, that would just be...
What the Knicks freaking need is they need a coach that supposedly can get them to the next level.
Yeah, not just a former player who they like to get his first coaching job ever.
I mean, like, do you realize, I mean, there are some guys that do it and do it well. They go right out of the broadcast booth and they can kind of connect with the players and they can coach them. But you realize how hard a job coaching professional sports really truly is? And how they all know that eventually that they're going to get fired. They're not going to stay where they stay. And just talking to Frank Reich over the weekend, I mean, you know, it's a vagabond lifestyle. It's just like you're picking up, you're moving, you're picking up, you're moving. I said, Frank, how many times did you move? He goes, I think I moved 35 times.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, like, and you got to be really, like, into it to really become good at it. And, man, I don't want a first-time head coach for this particular team. The only guy that I could even imagine being that type of coach, if, in fact, they wanted to go down that road, would be Johnny Bryant.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they're going down that road.
And only because he would have whatever relationships with the coaching staff that's already here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.